What's up, biohackers? I've got to tell you about this delicious drink that I am sipping on. You know we try to eat clean, prioritize pure ingredients, especially when it comes to our protein powder. If we're not intentional with our sourcing, we could be exposed to so many harmful chemicals and toxins that are hidden in what appear to be healthy and nutrient-rich ingredients. This is why I got to tell you about PW1 whey protein powder from Puri. Puri is third-party tested against more than 200 contaminants. It's also free from hormones, GMOs, and pesticides. Bonus, it is soy-free and gluten-free. It has 21 grams of protein per serving, which makes it a really easy way to increase your daily intake, especially for our ladies out there. And what we all want to know when it comes to our nutrition, is it delicious? Yes, it really, truly is. I am drinking it every single morning these days. I've been pretty much drooling over the bourbon vanilla flavored protein powder in my morning nutrition stack. It's great in my coffee, my home-crafted smoothie, and actually works really well just in my shaker bottle with water. These ingredients are so simple. There's no added artificial sweeteners, so none of the bitter, cringy tastes that come along with a lot of healthy powders. It's just pure and so yummy. Puri is pure origin, potency, and peace of mind. They believe in full transparency with all of their products, including their PW1 whey protein powder. And each batch is certified by the Clean Label Project. Okay, but what does that mean? It is tested for heavy metals, bisphenols, residual solvents, and all of the other yucky stuff we do not want in our bodies. Lastly, every Puri product comes with a QR code with those specific batch test results, so you know exactly what you're getting. Of course, we always want to educate and empower you to be your own best health advocate, so don't just take our word for it. With Puri, you can find the real transparent data behind every single batch, which makes Puri a supplement brand that we can easily trust. All right, so here's the details. Right now, Puri is offering our listeners 20% off their PW1 whey protein and all of their other incredible products. Go now to our exclusive URL, puri.com/biohackerbabes, and use our promo code biohackerbabes. This will even apply to your already discounted subscriptions, and you'll get almost a third off of the price. They are being so, so generous with our audience. Go to puri.com/biohackerbabes. Do not wait. We have our promo code biohackerbabes at puri.com/biohackerbabes. This is nutrition made oh so simple. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
We're digging deep and asking the questions we need to ask.
Years of stress, and not just emotional. I was depleting my body, I was malnourished.
I'm working out like crazy, I'm eating all these healthy foods. How could I not be well?
We have to get back to the basics.
We can change the way our genes are expressed.
Anyone that wants to improve their health or upgrade their health, they should be biohacking. My name is Renee.
And I'm Lauren. We are the Biohacker Babes. We're sisters, and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
The Biohacker Babes podcast aims to create insight into the body's natural healing abilities, strengthen your intuition, and empower you with techniques and modalities to optimize your health and wellness. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show. Welcome to episode 65 of the Biohacker Babes. I'm Lauren, and I'm here with my sister, Renee.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome, welcome. We have a guest for you today. Her name is Ingrid De La O. She is the founder of Two Soul Wellness. We had an awesome conversation with her. She is just so, so lovely. And I wasn't exactly sure where the conversation was going to go because we wanted to highlight her company that makes superfood smoothies, but we actually kind of turned in a direction that shed some light on sourcing of superfoods and ingredients and the quality of our food and water. I think this is an amazingly educational interview that I'm very excited for everyone to hear. Renee, any big takeaways from you?
Yeah. I mean, I also just really loved hearing her personal journey. I think there's so many other people out there that have experienced something like that, or maybe they're going through it right now. And it's really inspirational to hear that getting diagnosed with a disease is not the end all be all. I mean, there's things you can do. I think so. I think people will really appreciate hearing her story and just know that you can biohack your way back to health, basically.
Yeah.
A biohacker for sure.
She is. She's awesome. I feel like she's one of us and just a lovely human being. So I'm going to read you her bio and then we'll bring her on. So Ingrid De La O is a wellness expert living in Los Angeles. She's been featured in New York Times bestselling books, number one iTunes podcast, and written about in magazines such as Vogue, The Guardian, Malibu Magazine, and more. Born and raised in Mexico City, she's the co-founder and health formulator at Tusol Wellness. She's passionate about everything biohacking and loves to spend time learning everything there is to know about yourself. Ingrid has spent years studying functional nutrition and is a superfood expert. She formulated the Tusol Smoothie Collection that cured both her Crohn's disease and postpartum depression within a period of 4 months. Awesome. She's going to explain that story even further, but really awesome. And at the end of the episode, if you are interested in checking out these smoothies, which I'm pretty sure you will be, we have a Biohacker Babes discount of 20%. The code is Biohacker Babes, and you can find the link in our show notes. All right, let's do it. Ingrid, we are so happy to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I've been so excited since you invited me. I think it's been 2 months. I've been really following you on Instagram and checking you guys out. And I love the posts and your workouts.
Oh, thank you. And same, we've been following you. I've been drinking your smoothies.
Yay.
Lots yes. of excitement. Yeah. So Ingrid, I think you are an amazing example of being your own health detective and biohacker. And that's everything that this podcast is about. You went through your own health struggles. You had gut dysfunction and the postpartum. And you really took yourself on your own journey to healing. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people around the world really fall victim to a diagnosis from traditional medicine. They end up just taking prescribed medications because it seems like the only way. But you, I think, like us, you got bit by the curiosity bug.
Yeah.
And you knew to look deeper and you found the importance of creating your own health. So I would love to just hear today on the show your own journey, how you found that path through your own struggles.
Yeah. So like a lot of your biohacker listeners, I got tired of relying on someone else to fix my problems. Most of us want that doctor or that guru to figure out what's wrong with our bodies and are looking for that silver bullet, right? To fix mm-hmm. it so we can continue on our comfort zone. You know, I had the humbling experience of getting or hitting absolute rock bottom. And it was, it took me on a completely different journey in my life. I used to, my background is graphic design, so it's completely different from what I do now. And I wouldn't have called it biohacking 6 years ago. I think it was more of a desperation to find an answer, to continue to live, to find a purpose in my life. So yeah, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease 6 years ago. I had a heterotopic pregnancy. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically two simultaneous pregnancies with separate implantation sites. So one of the embryos got stuck in the fallopian tube and had to be removed. That followed with appendicitis. And I was just basically in and out of the hospital with surgeries, multiple surgeries. After I had my son, I had a severe postpartum depression. I had so much going on. I was only 29 years old at the time. And if you would have asked me, Ingrid, how old are you? I would have said to you, I'm 80. I feel like I'm 80. Because I would think that about, I would say that to myself, like, you're not 29, you're 80. Yeah, the whole journey of trying to figure out what's wrong with me. It's after I got diagnosed, I was left just putting the clues together because I wasn't getting any answers anywhere. Supposedly there was this number one gastrointestinal doctor here in LA, and someone told me about her, and I said, oh my gosh, that's it. This is it. She's going to fix me. She's going to figure out what's wrong with me. She's going to fix me, and I'm going to continue with my life. It took me about, I don't know, like 8 months to get an appointment with her. By the time I got into her office, I was like, okay, this is it. I had everything written down. This is what I eat. This is what I do. She's going to ask me all these questions. And so when I walked in, it was a 5-minute consultation. Okay, I see that you have Crohn's. There's nothing you can do about it. It's genetics. And I looked at her and I said, are you sure it has nothing to do with food? No, honey, it has nothing to do with food. This is how you're going to live. And I'm going to prescribe you. This is a medication that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And go to the front desk and get your prescription. And you could see me back in like a few months. And I was destroyed. I was like, okay, I was waiting 8 months. And this is a 5-minute thing that I already know. There's nothing that, you know, you're just giving me new drugs. And so I walked away with steroids. And at the time, I couldn't afford that medication because it was out of my network. And it was about $1,000 a month that I had to spend on the medication. Gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, every day I was bloated, intense pains, foggy brain, tired. And for those of you that don't know what Crohn's disease is or what it does is basically everything that you eat feels like you're eating a Brillo pad. It's very, very, very painful. To the point that I was just a hermit. I wouldn't leave my house because what's the point of leaving my house? I'm going to be in pain. I'm not going to enjoy this party. I'm not going to be present when you're talking to me because I'm in pain. Yeah. So it got so bad that I was contemplating suicide. I said, this is no way to live. And I'm making everybody around me miserable. I'm not being a mother. I'm not present. I don't even have the energy to play with my son. I told myself it was so cliche. I've never done New Year's resolutions or anything, but it was the beginning of the year. And I told myself, I gotta find a solution. Otherwise I need to die. This is my thoughts. And so I said, okay, I'm going to try something that I haven't tried before. And I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And because if I end up taking my life without trying, then at least I have to try something. And so that's when I went into the rabbit hole of just trying to understand what was going on with me and trying to understand what this disease and what everything that brought me there, because I didn't just wake up with Crohn's disease. No one does. It's something that it's a series of events that's going to get you there. And it's a series of events that's going to get you out of there. And it's also, your body is always giving you clues to everything. We just choose to ignore them, or we choose to blame them, those symptoms, on something else. So we blame it on stress. We blame it on work. Oh yeah, I have this headache because of, you know, I'm so stressed out at work, or or this happened in my life, or that happened in my life. We just blame it on other things. But the body is always telling you, hey, I need this. Hey, listen to me. And we, you know, choose to ignore that. Yeah. So Crohn's disease is it's an inflammatory bowel disease. It causes inflammation and scarring in the gut lining of both the small and the large intestine. That's what it is. So I left that consultation with the doctor, just trying to connect the dots. It was a long journey. So the first thing that I did was I walk into Pepperdine's library. And I said, okay, this is where I'm going to find the answers, because try to Google diets, right? Or try to Google,
good luck.
What should I eat? Right. You're going to be hit everywhere. Vegan, paleo, you're going to have all these confusing diets that, and it was happening to me before, because I would Google that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm so confused. I'm just going to look into it later and later. And I always put it in the back burner. And I always saw, you know, like there's like, I think like years ago, or still do, there's like some people that say they're healthy and they only eat, you know, lettuce and tomatoes with like boiled chicken on the side. And then they go
right. Three food diet. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, no diversity at all.
No diversity. That's it. They're boiled chicken, boiled chicken.
Ugh. Yeah.
And it's like, is that going to be me? Is that going to be the person that is going to be just eating boiled chicken? That sounds so boring. And I don't even know, you know, where to start from there. But I didn't have to go far enough. I looked at my diet and I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I was eating a lot of junk food. I love junk food. I love Chipotle. I loved In-N-Out. I was having In-N-Out like 3 times a week. And the reason why is it was because it was super convenient. That's it. It was just fast food that I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to learn how to cook. I didn't have to, it was just given to me, right? So I started going deep in the hole because I wanted to get out of these medications. I know that medications were doing something. They were helping some symptoms, but they were giving me an avalanche of other side effects. And one of those side effects was postpartum depression, severe depression. And so
you did end up taking the medication
gave you. Yes, I was taking steroids for months and I saw the symptoms of, not to be TMI, but you get a lot of bloody stools. And to me, that was super embarrassing because for a long time, I hid it from people. I hid it from my husband. I didn't tell him for maybe a year and a half that I was having that, because how could I tell my husband, oh, hey, honey, I'm having bloody stools. To me, that was super embarrassing. Now it's like I talk about it to everyone I know, because when I started opening my mouth, I realized that it was super common, that mm-hmm. most people have gut yeah. issues.
And it's no one wants to talk about it.
No one wants to talk about it because it's I understand. I was there. I was super embarrassed to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about like being bloated and having gas and having all these issues. And so
yeah, it might kill the romance for a minute, but TMI is a good thing.
Yeah.
A useful thing.
As soon as I told my husband, he was like, I'm sorry, what? You've been having this for a year and a half and you never told me. It's like, I was like super embarrassed. But one of the number one, do you know the number one reason why people miss work? It's gut issues. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So as soon as I started talking about it to people, I understood that, wow, like most people have issues, that this type of issues, if it's not Crohn's, it's some sort of IBS. So that's why if you're having gut issues, please talk about it to other people, because you could get answers and you could get a more clear mind and but yes. Yeah, so I started studying Ayurveda. I started studying Chinese medicine, Mayan medicine. And I realized that this type of medicines have many commonalities, and the focus of the systems is on the person as a whole rather than the disease, like Western medicine. So the systems fundamentally aim to promote health and enhance the quality of life. And so I wanted that. So I saw this common denominators. I was like, okay, let's focus on the whole instead of just focus on that symptom, start chasing symptoms, because everything is connected. You know, if we just end up isolating one symptom, you know, trying to separate things, it just doesn't work. Everything works together. I really, one of my first goals was to get out of these medications. And here's the deal. We absolutely need drugs, right? Not drugs in the way that we're taking them today, because they're way too isolated and too concentrated that they tend to throw us out of balance. So we need plant medicine, and we are extremely deficient in plant medicine. Just like vitamin deficiency, we're not taking enough plant medicine in our diet. And that's how indigenous people used to do it, or are still doing some parts of the world where they take their medicine and their food at the same time in one place. And that's when pharmaceutical companies come in and they sell those plant medicines back to us, right? That's yeah. what happens. So where do we start, right? Our diets are full of inflammatory foods with high amounts of free radicals, foods that sequester oxygen in the body. There's not enough antioxidants, not enough diversity. So it's important to eat a diet that is full of diversity. And so that's when I started to get into superfoods and getting into these foods that have all these amazing active ingredients. And so I started studying each of the these superfoods that have been studying for thousands of years in Eastern medicine. And there is the number one question that I get, is there scientific backup in the superfoods? when I talk about my smoothies, that's actually just hire a marketing company. And then the first question is like, well, you're saying that, you know, this, your smoothies do all this stuff, but is there a scientific backup? It's like, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of this double blind studies on these superfoods. Yes, there is. They do. I mean, they have these amazing active ingredients. And the most amazing part about the superfoods is that if you really study these active ingredients, there's different enzymes that you could combine them with. You could combine them with other superfoods that work as catalysts with each other. They boost each other's properties. So for example, there's chaga mushroom. And if you combine chaga mushroom with maca root, they'll boost each other's antioxidants. They'll boost each other's superoxide dismutase. And so it's like a beautiful combination.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's when I found all these studies, I started reading everything about these superfoods. And so I started putting together a list of my ailments. Okay, what is wrong with Ingrid? There is obvious inflammation. There's obvious brain fog. You tell your regular doctor, I have brain fog, they're going to send you to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Right?
Yeah. Unbelievable, but yes.
And then there's, oxidative stress. And I had, low energy, my neurotransmitters were off. So I started putting together a list of those things. And it's like, what are the superfoods? What are the active ingredients in the superfoods that are known to help with that, help with postpartum, help with all of this? And so I put together my ailments and put together the list of superfoods, and I started putting them together like a Jenga puzzle. Okay, so if I combine chaga and maca, and then if you add maki berry, which is rich in delphinidine, which is a really amazing antioxidant. And so I started putting them together to make myself smoothies. And the reason why I made them into smoothies is because I wasn't able to digest anything. Anything solid would hurt my stomach. So I knew that I had to take them in pre-digested, first of all. And that's the only way that my body was going to be able to absorb, especially fiber, especially all these other things that I wasn't able to have. I mean, my digestive enzymes were off. So within a month, I started seeing my energy levels completely change. So just to give you an example of what I was going through, I would wake up at 9 in the morning and go back to bed at noon. That was my day, my entire day, and would sleep that long from noon to 9 in the morning.
Wow.
This is what was happening to me. And I had a nanny that was taking care of my son, and that would kill me. That I just seeing her being the mother and me just showing up in the morning is like, hey, you know, and I felt groggy. Like throughout the day, I felt like I couldn't even drive a car because I felt like I was kind of drunk from.
This is while you were on the steroids?
This is while I was on the steroids. This is while I was on everything. I felt like I was drunk most of the time. It's like, I can't possibly drive a car because I can't even keep my eyes open. And so that's the only thing I wanted that kept me going. The only thing I wanted was to have energy to be able to play with my son. That's all I wanted. I didn't care about losing weight. I didn't care about any of that. And so within a month, I started to get my energy back. One of the byproducts of that was I lost 30 pounds. Within a month and a half, I remember going into the farmer's market, and because Malibu was so little. So you go to a farmer's market, you'll run into the whole neighborhood. And so I remember going to the farmer's market and people would pass me by, not recognize me. And then people would be like, Ingrid, is that you? Like, yeah, it's me. I want to know everything that you're doing. And so I started, I started sharing my smoothies with other people. I was like, okay, what's your ailment? What do you feel? Oh, I have low energy. I have this and that. Okay. Say no more. So I would make, smoothie mixes for people, and I would just go to their house and just make them a 30-day batch. And that's what I was doing around Malibu. And I wasn't making any money out of it. I was just giving them to people because it was just giving me so much joy to be able to share what I had just found. That's how I started into, that's when I moved into the wellness community too. And
just all the knowledge you had learned, you, I'm sure, realized you could help so many other people.
Oh yeah. So I mean, it was helping me tremendously. And so I understood that there had to be, I had to continue with, I had to continue with a biodiversity of medicinal foods that's lacking in our diet. Do you know, it's shocking, but there's this statistic that most people's source of antioxidant comes from coffee. That's basically it.
That's there. And it's probably moldy coffee.
Crappy coffee.
Let's talk about that, right?
Are they actually getting any benefit from the antioxidants? Maybe just leaving them at ground zero.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's funny that you talk about that, because when I started sourcing and started to understand sourcing and the FDA, I started to realize most food is moldy. And most food is, it was shocking to find that the FDA doesn't require for, if you have an organic certification, that's all they care about. They don't require you to test for heavy metals. It's no requirement to test for mold, for pathogens, to test for pesticides, to test for other stuff. And so that's extra that you have to pay. So as a company, most companies will be like, well, if it's not required, I'm not going to test for that. And so a lot of the times when I was sourcing for all types of superfoods, because I test them, I make sure if I'm going to add something in my smoothies, I want to make sure that there's no, I'm not giving people heavy metals or giving people other stuff, right?
Yeah. Actually, I remember a few years ago, there was a big article that came out about all the organic plant-based smoothies that were coming back really high in heavy metals. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't think about that. You're right. Like, they probably just didn't want to pay for that extra testing, but they had the organic.
Yeah. Once you have a certification from a farmer saying that's organic, it's fine. So a lot of companies get their stuff from a certified organic from China, and it's like, cool. It's organic. They have the certification. All right, bring it over. And then they ship it over and then they sell it. But to me, when I learned that, I was like, no, are you kidding me? I don't know what happens on the boat. I don't know what happens when it gets, in transit, or I don't even know if what kind of water they use to water these organic foods.
Yeah, water. That's a huge one.
It's huge. Overlook. And so I learned, so everyone told me, because one of my formulations has cacao. And so everyone said, oh, you have to get the ceremonial cacao from Peru. And so I was searching. I searched all over pretty much Peru. And I searched all this organic farmers. And I want to say that all of them in Peru came back from really high in cadmium. Cadmium is a heavy metal that is a neurotoxin, and it will take your antioxidants. It will strip you from your glutathione. It will strip you from your superoxide dismutase. But it's also, cadmium will stay in your body for up to, the half-life of cadmium is 20 years, by the way. That's the half-life of cadmium. That means it stays in your body for more than 40 years. So I couldn't get it from Peru. So I ended up finding it from the Dominican Republic. It came out clean, but that happens pretty much. I mean, I have over 28 superfoods that I had to source, and I had to, search the world to find the cleanest, because I was shocked by the amounts of heavy metals that were in this foods. And it all comes from the water, the soil, and especially turmeric. That one was really hard to find as well. That one was really high in lead.
Are there any foods that you've completely taken off of your search list because you just can't find it? Like something you really wanted to use and it's just not possible?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of superfoods that really killed me. But I love the combination of maqui berry, which is a wild berry that grows in Costa Rica. That one was, combination of maqui berry and mulberry. I couldn't find mulberry. And that killed me because they have a specific antioxidant, which is called delphinidine. And the combination of the antioxidants will boost each other. And so mulberry, I couldn't find. It was full of heavy metals and I had to drop it.
So is that any mulberries that probably are bought in the bulk food section or even package section of a health food store?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Just buying mulberries in the grocery store, health food store. You think that's true across the board?
I couldn't find the powder mulberry. I'm not sure about the fresh mulberry, probably. But the powder version, I couldn't find it without heavy metals.
And it's crazy. You think about all these amazing combinations or concoctions that are not on just smoothie packets, but any packaged food, even if it's labeled as a health food. I guess that's interesting for me to now think, oh, what could that have been? But the sourcing wouldn't have been good enough.
Yeah. So the one thing I tell people, hey, listen, if you are going to consume something every single day, let's say that you are really into taking turmeric every single day. If that's something that you're going to put in your body, make sure you contact the people that make your capsules or the people that make your powder and make sure you ask them, do you have, do you do a third party certification or third party testing for this, for heavy metals? Because there's one thing, a lot of these companies have a lab in their company with in-house, but I mean, they could easily turn the eye, right? Oh, it's a little bit high on cadmium, but it's fine. It's just
sure, you can make anything right? pass.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
take it to a third. I mean, if they take it to a third party lab, do you have a certification and do you actually do testing? That's super important. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that I saw as well is it's the extraction methods that they do, because when you're buying something, you want to see the highest amount of a specific active ingredient. For example, and let me go back to turmeric. It's widely known. Curcumin, right? It's the active ingredient of turmeric. And so anything that is 85% curcuminoids, anything that is more than 85% curcuminoids has been extracted with hexanes and petroleum.
Oh, wow.
think about that, right? So it goes through these harsh methods of extraction, but hey, you're getting 95%.
Right.
Right. It's on the label.
Yeah.
It's It'd be appealing to some people.
They're so proud. It's like big letters, 95% curcumin and organic, whatever. Right. But it's, hey, there's a lot of petroleum. There's a lot of hexanes in there. So anything above 85, stay away from. Anything below 85, it's mostly extracted with water. So you want those companies that extract with alcohol or water. And same thing with ashwagandha, and same thing with a lot of other superfoods. So you got to really, really do your homework, because if that's something that, like I said, if that's something that you're going to have every single day and it's going to accumulate in your body, make sure you do your research on that.
Yeah. I think this is such an incredible take-home message for people, because I think more of these, you know, plant medicines are becoming so well known that people are just running out to, I don't know, Costco or Walmart, and they're like, oh, I can buy it here for really cheap. And then you're right, they're taking it every day. And so it's like, are they really getting any benefit when they're also dumping in all these toxins? So
mm-hmm. Yeah, the goal sourcing is to remove the toxins, the junk food and everything else we're being exposed to.
Right.
And I think that's also a huge lesson for us as health practitioners. I've noticed if I've ever, you know, shared some education on a product that has a benefit and has science to back it up. And I've seen on many occasions, people will run out and buy another version of it. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, I'm engaging in this practice. I'm like, wait, you missed the point. There's a reason why this particular method or this particular product really does work. Mm-hmm. Or if you go the other direction, you're actually doing more harm. So as a health educator, I've learned I have to be very, very specific with sharing and sharing the why and all of the information behind it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, consumers are so misled. We're so easily swayed.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, just asking, you could ask the whatever company that you're buying from, because you have the right to ask. If you're buying them from them, you have the right to ask, hey, what kind of extraction process do you use? Do you have certifications on heavy metals? And most companies that do extra testing will have that on their website because they're so proud of it.
Yeah.
Right. Because it costs more money and they want to
cost more money.
Show that off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. I have to say, good for you for taking that step with your company. I mean, that really means a lot to us, to consumers. You know, for you to go that extra step is really awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it was so important for me because I went through all this stuff. I had, you know, everything. I was Humpty Dumpty, and I was really, I'm still sensitive to heavy metals. I'm sensitive to mold. And so it's I don't want that for other people. I'm going to say this is what it's going to do for you. I'm not going to turn my eye and be like, well, there's a little bit of heavy metals in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had a similar issue with heavy metals. My mercury toxicity, it was off the charts. And our dad is a biological dentist who, you know, has been preaching about the dangers of mercury, you know, since the mid 80s. So when I ran my tests, we're like, how could I have high mercury? You know, I never had silver fillings and avoided the whole dental piece, but I ate a lot of tuna fish as a kid.
Tuna fish, and it's in our water.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought I was doing everything right. And here I am with like off the charts mercury levels. So
that's so cool that your dad is a biological dentist. I posted a video maybe a few months ago about mercury and fillings. I got so much lashback from dental students.
Oh, not surprised at all. Like,
where is your, who are you to say this stuff? And where are you, your sources? And where are you getting this information from? It's like, you're putting mercury in somebody's mouth.
You know, what never made sense to me is there, dentists are trained that the mercury has to be, you know, it's considered a toxin when it's in your hand until it's in the patient's mouth, and then it's fine. And then once you remove it from the patient's mouth to dispose of it, it is considered toxic waste.
As if your body's just going to safe keep.
Right, right.
Yeah, but,
and not react to it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's crazy. But it's also if you have fillings and you have people clean your teeth, a dental hygienist, right? They get exposed because it turns into a vapor.
Right. And how about when you drink your hot cup of coffee with those fillings?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so like, you're supposed to be wearing a hazmat, like if you're going to be
handling it,
working on people's teeth like that. But these people are not. He's wearing a little tiny mask.
Right. When actually really big news came out this week, I don't know if you both saw it, but the FDA has created more restrictions on who should not have silver fillings. Pregnant women, amazing. Children under the age of 6. It was a long list, which is great, but anyone that has a neurological condition should not have them. I'm like, now you say that. Like, what does that say for the rest of us, though?
How about everyone?
Parkinson's, dementia.
How about everyone, but... Okay, right. Good start.
It's a start.
And that's crazy that your dad, since the 80s, he's being an advocate for that.
Yeah, I mean, he took a lot of heat for it.
I'm sure he did.
You can imagine in 1985 when he was talking about that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. I did one post. And
I
got a little
left. Right. I can't believe that. And still 2020 that people are, especially students, that's crazy.
Well, it's crazy. I'm actually, it took me a long time to find a biological dentist because they're hard to find.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and get, because I fell when I was little. So I have this tooth that is fake and I'm trying to get everything off of it and just get it done properly.
Oh, good. So anyway, sorry, the mercury tangent, but.
No, it's important.
So important. But so important. If we could just back up like maybe one step, you started to mention the quality of water. In our soil and our food, treating these superfoods. Can you talk about the importance of good quality water?
Well, that is, I want to say that's health 101, right? So that's one of the first things I looked into, because a lot of times people are jumping in, and I talk to a lot of people that are like, oh, I got, you know, like my whole red light, you know, system in my house, and I have this and that, all this like very expensive biohacking equipment. And then I ask, well, okay, great. What kind of water are you drinking?
Oh, tap water.
Tap water.
Or bottled water.
It's like, how about we go to Health 101 and let's get that settled first? Yeah. Because there's nothing, I mean.
There's nothing more powerful.
No, and I want to say, if you guys are in front of the computer, go to ewg.org and I think it's /tap water.
We love that site.
Put in your zip code in there. And it will give you a rundown of everything that is currently coming out of your faucet. Everything
it's
that's
terrifying.
Coming out of your water. It's terrifying. You get glyphosate, you get heavy metals, you get other disgusting stuff that's in your water. So let's say, you know, you're being a good person and taking all these supplements and then you're putting them back when you're drinking this water.
You're getting antibiotics, your neighbor's pharmaceutical drugs.
So I think it was 2018 when the water in major states got tested. Specifically, Philadelphia came back with 50 types of different traces of different pharmaceuticals. 50. traces of pharmaceuticals. You're talking about hormones, you're talking about antidepressants, you're talking about steroids, whatever people are taking in is going to come out somewhere, right? And it goes into the, yeah. the water recycling facility. And to be able to recycle that water has to go through a lot of harsh chemicals. So I want you to try to do that in your house. I want you to grab your sewer water and try to turn that into clear water. You're gonna use a lot of harsh chemicals to turn it into clear water.
Yeah, I'm sure. Something that should be a natural resource. It's so hard to actually get the real thing.
Yeah. So, you know, in thousands of years ago, we got our water from natural resources, like you said. Today, we get our water from the middlemen. I had no idea that it came. You know, most of my water that it's coming out of the faucet comes from these recycling facilities. So I always tell people, look, start, you know, your water. That's health 101. Get yourself a good water filter. Throw away that Brita filter, right? Most people have.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Doesn't do anything? No.
The only thing that it does, it's actually on the label. You just have to completely pay attention to the label and read it properly. The label says... The label says that it's only going to change the taste of the water. It's going to hide the taste of chlorine in the water.
Oh, they haven't even lied to any of us. People can't read, right?
No, but it's on the label. It's like it's only going to change the taste of the water. It doesn't do anything else.
So for someone that's just getting started with this, what kind of filter or process would you recommend?
Yeah, so there's different ones. I mean, I always go for reverse osmosis. The problem with reverse osmosis and other filters that, I mean, they will filter everything out. They'll filter everything. So you would have to add minerals back into the water, because otherwise it's very... If the water doesn't have any minerals, and that's why water is very, it's conductive because of the minerals.
Yeah, it's full of life.
Yeah, it's full of life. You know, that's why in labs, distilled water is used a lot, because it doesn't have, there's not a lot of conductivity in the water, but it also when you ingest that water, it will take minerals from you. Mm-hmm. So I do reverse osmosis, but I add electrolytes back into my water, and there's a way to do it. I have a recipe on my blog that I could give you. I add my magnesium hydroxide and I carbonate the water. So when you add carbonation into the water with my magnesium hydroxide, it turns into magnesium bicarbonate, which is something that we used to have in the water thousands of years ago. It's no longer there. And that's the main source of magnesium that we also used to have, which is water. It's no longer in our food. It's no longer in anything else. And so that's why a lot of people are super magnesium deficient. And so there's a recipe. It's very easy to do. It's a $50 investment. You get a soda maker, a cheap soda maker, and then you get, it's a pound. It's the bag is like a pound of magnesium hydroxide, and it costs $15. And that will last you for a whole year and a half. And so you could make that and make batches of that and add that into your water. That will give you your magnesium that most of us need. And then I have another recipe where if you need electrolytes, then you could add calcium carbonate in there, potassium bicarbonate, and you could add sodium bicarbonate as well, because they all work together in a synergistic manner. Sodium bicarbonate will help the magnesium go into the cell. So it's like the Uber driver for magnesium.
I like that.
So everything is like a seesaw. So when it comes to minerals, you got to be careful with that, because they all work together. And so if you take a lot of one thing, make sure it's like, have you ever seen, you know, time travel movies? And in the time travel movies, they always tell you, if you go back in the past, if you change one thing, you're going to undo a lot of things.
Cascade of effects.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So that's exactly what happens if you take a lot of one mineral. And so if you're going to be taking magnesium hydroxide or magnesium water, you got to make sure that you have a good source of calcium, because they work together. They bind in the same sites in the body, magnesium and calcium. So if you take one more than the other, then you're going to have issues.
Right. They all basically have like their sibling or their twin that goes with it, right? Like zinc and copper and calcium, magnesium.
Yeah. So in today's diet, most people have a lot of calcium in their diet. People eat a lot of cheese or eat a lot of, you know, milk or dairy products, but there's not enough magnesium, right? So, and it's a very simple recipe. So I have a video on that in my blog as well, but I'll give you at the end.
Yeah, we would love to show that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when you make this water, you have to make sure that the water doesn't have any of these toxins in there. So make sure that the water is either reverse osmosis or... I also like using the Berkey filter. Hmm. It's one of them. Yeah. It's a really good filter to have. The best reverse osmosis filter would be, I say, I have Pristine Hydro. They actually do a very good job. It's a reverse osmosis, but at the end of the cycle, they put magnesium bicarbonate back into the water. So you get electrolytes in there. And then that one's a little bit too expensive, but if you're looking for a more affordable one, I would say go for Omega Organics. They have a really good 12-step process for cleaning the water as well.
Very cool. Very good tips.
Anything you want to add in about the potential dangers of bottled water?
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. So people then will go to bottled water, right? And then most people don't know that bottled water comes from tap water. So even if it says artisanal
just
water.
Bottled crap.
Yeah. Even if it says artisanal water or that it comes from a spring, by law, it doesn't have to come from a spring. If 10% of the water comes from a spring and then the rest of it from tap, you could still label it spring water.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And put a nice picture on the front of water flowing over rocks and makes it. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy what labels can get away with. We just had Todd White from Dry Farm Wines and we talked all about the wine labeling industry. And it's like, there's just no regulation. You can just put whatever you want on the label and people will.
There's not really regulation when it comes to tap water, you know, and then not only that. So they're putting the tap water into plastic bottles. And now let's talk about
neurotoxins.
Yeah, cool. Neurotoxins of the bottled water, the BPAs, and talk about the phthalates and the parabens and all that comes with plastic. And you start ingesting these nanoplastics that accumulate in your organs, and then it hurt your gut. And look, the simple truth is that the water is one of the most important nutrients. There is nothing more fundamental to a healthy life than water. It's the foundation of most of all of the ecosystems of the planet. So, and half of our body weight is made up of water. So we certainly need, you know, we could get away with a few weeks without food, but only a few days without water. So right. This mm-hmm. is why it's important to know what's in your water and what are you drinking daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
More important than what you're eating.
Oh, super important. And I mean, after 5 minutes of absorption, so if I take a drink of my water, after 5 minutes, it's going to show up in the blood. It becomes part of your blood. So it's going to start running through your entire body system. It's going to be hydrating your entire organs. And so you got to make sure that you're drinking.
Choose wisely.
Yes. It's completely clean. Otherwise, whatever else you're doing, you're undoing. You're just adding more toxins in there.
Right, right. I noticed the three of us keep taking sips of our water as we... And I'm thirsty now, all this water talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Water was really important to me. So that recipe, magnesium bicarbonate, I drink that every single day. And I haven't stopped drinking it for 6 years. And I can't... That's one thing that I could not... I mean, we go through different cycles of supplements, right? We get excited about a supplement. We'll take it for 30 days and then we'll forget about it. I mean, I have a whole cabinet of supplements, but
I don't. Candy. It's fun. Right?
It's like, oh, cool. This is a new one. And then you take it and then you forget. And so, but water should not be forgotten. Water, you should always have a really clean source, especially also with your showering with tap water. Let's talk about that. You know, your skin is your second mouth. And so there's a shower filters that you could put in your shower to try to get some of these toxins off. Again, Pristine Hydro makes really good ones. Omega also makes really good ones. But getting that fluoride out of the water, getting that chlorine, that's just going to mess up your gut. Because we're also cooking with this water, right? So that's one of the reasons why most of us have gut issues, because there's no more biodiversity on our gut biome. We keep killing them. We can't keep them alive.
And yeah. Can you imagine a gastroenterologist actually talking about water if they're not even talking about food?
It's crazy.
No way.
No. And you know, 6 years ago when I got into this whole biohacking world, no one was talking about water. There was one guy, Matt Blackburn, the only guy that was talking about water, and the only guy, the reason why I got into water because of him. And that's actually his recipe. He's made it different now, but I stick with the original, which is just, let's add all the electrolytes in there. I would love to see more people talking about water because it's extremely important.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for putting such incredible intention and resources into your products and sharing this information about water and foods. Just to get back to your company, Tusol is amazing. I love that it's so convenient. It comes in packets. So just like you, I know you travel with your water, you can travel with these smoothie packets, right?
Yeah. So that's the reason why I made it. Because again, the reason why I fell into fast food is because of convenience. And I think most people would agree that we're living in a world where, I mean, I'm a mom and I don't want to be in the kitchen for 2 hours cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so how do
I never leave?
No, I can never get anything done. You know, one of the things that got me into making them individual package like that is, it's like, okay, how do I make my breakfast taste like ice cream? And how do I make it, because I love ice cream, and that was one of my guilty pleasures. So how do I make it taste like ice cream and make it so nutrient dense? And also, how do I make it so it's not just one big tub of just protein, boring protein? And so I wanted to make it so it's functional. So, I mean, all my smoothies have a function, and then you have, you know, diversity on antioxidants. So every combination of the smoothies has different types of flavonoids that help feed the gut bacteria. That, and then I take that. I mean, when I used to travel back in the days, remember when you used to travel back in the days when traveling was a thing?
I miss it.
Yeah, right.
It was so easy just for me to take that with me and just take it on the plane and just mix it with water.
I definitely appreciate the convenience, and I know our audience will as well. So we're going to share your smoothie packets, Tusol Wellness, with everyone.
Yeah. Can I jump in? Ingrid, how did you come up with the name? What is Tusol?
Tusol means the, in Spanish, because I'm Mexican, it means, Tusol means the sun within you.
Oh,
so that's what, you know, when I went into my journey, I realized that my whole life was trying to find happiness from outside sources and from, you know, trying to find that person that's going to fix me, or trying to find that guru, trying to find that person. But in reality, it's in you. Happiness is inside of you. You just have to dig deep. And then when you find it, when you find what's inside of you, you have to accept it and have to love what you find. And so that was super important to me, just finding it from within rather than to try to find it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So I love that.
Tusol is that. Yeah, Tusol.
I love it. It's making me think of, I've heard you say that you like to take your biohacking or your health practices out into the world, and you have no shame about it, right? Like, you'll wear your red light glasses when you're traveling and carry your water. And it's a great conversation starter, right? Like, I'm imagining the sun within you. You're just carrying this around as education and empowerment for everyone. And I love that so much. It's really important to take the stigma away and not be afraid to share that with people.
Yeah. And people are curious. People will ask me. Actually, yesterday I had a conversation with someone and they said that they wanted to stop drinking, but they couldn't because they work in the wine industry. And it's like, I just can't, because if I say that I don't want to drink or I don't want to have this glass of wine, they will look at me weird and they won't accept me into their world. It's like, but if you tell them why you don't want to drink, people are also going to be more open and more interested in why, the reasons why you don't want to drink. And they're going to ask you questions, and people are, you know, if you open up and are vulnerable, people are going to welcome you. They're going to, people like vulnerability. And if they don't,
some people may get triggered, but for the most part, I think people are open and
Yeah. So I mean, I'm like that. I take my water with me everywhere. And if I go to restaurants, people are like, well, what's in your water bottle? Why are you? It's like, I don't want to touch the restaurant's water, but this is what's in my water bottle. And then I'll just like go on a tangent about water.
Yeah.
And then people are, you know, interested and they like what they hear, you know, people are going to be grateful that I said it. If they don't, then that's fine. We can't be friends.
Right.
When they're ready for it, they'll hear it.
Yeah.
And they'll take it in. Amazing. Well, Ingrid, you are such a biohacker and you're really such an inspiration. I think just the whole journey that you've gone through and to the biohacking you're doing today. And I wish everyone could see your setup because you've got the red light, the sauna, the blue blockers on, you've got the full shebang there. I love it.
Awesome.
So yeah, you've already shared some amazing wisdom with everyone, but we would love to close out with one more question.
Sure.
If you could give one piece of advice that people could start doing today to start impacting their health or their life.
This is really important. So besides water, I want to say to organize your mind and your body. That's been a huge epiphany for me this whole month, because we tend to be so disorganized with how we do our daily routine, and the body wants to have a routine. And when you become disorganized with what you do in your life, you're going to just create stress for yourself. And so one of the things I tell people to do is to look at what you're doing, look at your routine. And if you could write down how you would schedule your day, if you schedule your meal times, if you schedule your movement times, the times that you're going to be moving and stretching, if you schedule your sleep times, not only wake up times, people, you know, schedule their wake up times by putting alarm clocks, also do the same thing for sleep times, because sleep is another huge foundation of health. That's actually the most important foundation of health. And so if you could just have a schedule, it will make your life easier and you're going to save yourself so much stress, because then you're going to know what you're going to do throughout the day. For example, a lot of people have the problem of, you know, they skip breakfast and then by the time lunch comes, it's 4 p.m. and then they realize, oh my God, I'm starving. Their sugar levels are completely low. So the first thing that people do is, I don't even have 5 minutes to cook something because I'm so hungry. So they're just going to open the fridge. And then the first thing they find, whether it's bread or crackers or whatever it is, they're just going to boom, just eat that. And so that's, you know, when people become, you know, super unhealthy or have really bad eating habits, because they just wait until their blood sugar level drop. And so, but if you could schedule like, okay, at 1:30, I'm going to have lunch. And if I'm not home for my lunch, I'm going to put an apple in my backpack so my sugar levels don't drop and I don't, you know, go crazy eating something else. And so that's going to save you so much stress and so much time. And it's going to organize your mind and it's going to organize your body. So you got to keep those two connected. And the way to connect them is through organization.
Yeah, you're right. I think a lot of the unhealthy eating habits people have is just a lack of planning.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's one of my biggest pet peeves is when people say, I don't have time to cook or to eat healthy.
Exactly.
You do. You make the choice.
No, it's like, how about we rephrase that and we don't say we don't have time. Just say it's not a priority.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a priority.
But it's convenient to get sick, isn't it?
Well, I mean, and expensive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of the things, you know, people say, well, I just can't afford grass fed anything or this or that. It's like, well, wait until you get a hospital bill. Cause I'm still paying for my hospital. I'm still paying for mine. Mm. It's expensive. It's more expensive than anything.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, I want to say just water and organize your life and just try to keep organized.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Advice.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Ingrid, we're so happy to have had you on the show, and we are going to send our audience to you and to all of your resources so they can check out TuSoul. So the website is TuSoulWellness.com, and TuSoul also has the Instagram page and your personal Instagram page, right, which we'll share in the show notes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're very happy to share this. We have been drinking the smoothies, and I'm always finding new concoctions and ways to use it. I'm really loving it.
Yeah, they are absolutely delicious. And if anyone wants to try it, you can actually get a discount with code BiohackerBabes.
Yay.
So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
I have to say, I think my favorite is the banana.
That's actually my favorite too.
Yeah, the banana is delicious. I wasn't expecting to love that one. It is really great.
It's like the banana chaga. Yeah, that one. That so one's good. Good.
It is a little bit like ice cream.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ingrid. We had a blast talking to you today. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Love this episode of the Biohacker Babes podcast? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We truly appreciate your support. Until then, happy biohacking!